You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today's topic is igniting follow through. I know from working with clients for more than 20 years that follow through is one of those really difficult challenges that they have with their teams, and you might be in the same boat. So today I'm going to just give 4 simple steps to igniting better follow through. I'm going to start with a story, and it might seem a little funny that I'm going to use a story about my 2 boys who I've talked about before. They're teens now, but the story I'm going to tell is about when they were little. I'm going to tell a story about 2 little boys to illustrate something about leadership in our businesses. So you might think, how in the heck does that apply? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about how I was able to create a jaw-dropping outcome with my 2 boys. And we created it over and over and over. And it's going to illustrate the 4 steps to igniting the follow-through that I was able to create with my 2 little boys. And I think you'll be able to apply it to your leadership situation at work. I don't want to say that sometimes supervising employees is a little bit like working with kids. Let's not go there. But sometimes it's also helpful when we're just feeling really stuck in our own situations to hear a completely kind of unrelated illustration. So here goes. So when my 2 boys were very little, we live in Michigan, and you know, if in the United States, and it can be very cold in Michigan, and 2 boys have a lot of energy. So there were times when I would take them to the play places at fast food restaurants. So I tell you, I had a goal, a vision for my life of never having to retrieve a child from a play place. Are you with me on this? If you have kids, you know that fear. I am happy to report that I never had to retrieve a child. And I think I'm out of the woods now, the 13s. So I never had to retrieve a child. So that was my big motivation for being so consistent with this process. So we'd go to the play place, and my boys would play well. They would eat their lunch and then play well. And here's where we got the jaw-dropping response. I'd be sitting there working on my laptop or reading a book while they played, or maybe visiting with a friend, even better. And I would look over to them and I would say, "Boys, come on, it's time to go." And they would run over to the side of the table and they would say, "Thank you for bringing me, Mommy." The mothers in the place, their jaws would drop. Again, if you've had kids or been with kids and been in those play places, they are notorious for huge temper tantrums when anyone says time to go. That's usually the response that generates. But I, with almost 100% fail, was able to get my boys to run to the table and say, "Thank you for bringing me, Mommy." Now, how did I create that jaw-dropping response? I followed these 4 steps. So what people didn't see is that in the car, without fail, every time. I wish I had been more consistent in other areas of our life, but again, I had that huge motivation to avoid having to climb up to retrieve a child that kept me 100% consistent with this one. So I wasn't as good in other areas, but I was 100% consistent when we were going to a play place. So without fail, before we walked in, I would say, "What are the rules?" And they would repeat them back to me. "I have to eat all my lunch before I play." "Great. What else?" "I have to play nice the whole time we're there." "Perfect. What else?" "When you tell me it's time to go, I have to come right over to you and say, 'Thank you for bringing me, Mommy.'" "Perfect. You guys ready to go?" And then I'd say, "And what happens if you don't follow through?" "We can't come back for a really long time." "Okay. Got it. Perfect. Let's go play." So what were the steps? There's actually one additional one that I haven't shared yet. So the first one was, I had to set very clear expectations for them. So I knew the objective. I knew what needed to happen. I didn't want someone throwing a temper tantrum up inside that thing that was going to require me to go get them. So my objective was to have a happy ending to the visit there and have everyone at the table, not up the slide or somewhere buried way up top. So clear expectations that were going to help me meet that objective. We had a meeting of the minds. I had them repeat it. We were on the same page. All three of us knew what the expectations were. It was very clear. Second, they knew what the consequences were. Now, in your business, you want to be more specific than for a really long time. You know, they were just, you know, say 3 and 5 or something at the time, or 2 and 4. So for a very long time worked. Most of the time I was a little more specific with my consequences, but that's the one we used. But obviously in your business, you're going to have a progressive discipline process or something. Or maybe it's, you know, I'm going to pull you off that work and give you this other work or whatever it is. But let them know so they're making an informed decision so that they know, like, here's what's expected of me. Here's what happens if I don't follow through. So you're igniting follow through. What do you need them to do? What do you need them to follow through on? What's going to happen if they don't follow through? The third key is my boys knew to listen to me because I was the kind of mom that would follow through myself. So if I gave clear expectations and outlined the consequences and they didn't follow through, I would enact those consequences. I mean, thank goodness. Well, I guess I could have just, yeah, no Burger King or McDonald's or whatever for a long time. But they had to know that I was a mom who would follow through. If you're really waffly with your consequences, if you don't have a set list of consequences, maybe you're just kind of pulling them out of the air when you get frustrated and you're saying, oh, I'm sending you home, or you're off without pay, or, you know, you have to skip your lunch, or you have to work through this, or now you're staying late. If you're just kind of haphazard with your consequences and they're on the fly, or sometimes you just turn a blind eye because you don't feel like dealing with it, they know that you're a leader who's not going to follow through, or may not follow through. Like, maybe sometimes you do or sometimes you don't. Worse if you don't ever follow through, because now they know, even if you're that volcano angry boss, they're just going to ride out that storm. If you're going to get angry and start yelling, they just ride it out and keep going with however they were working before. But if you follow through with your consequences, now you know, they know that you mean business. So they will make different choices if they want to keep their job, if they want to be in your good graces. Most employees do want to do a good job. I do believe that. There are those entitled employees who are going out of their way and using all their creative energy to not work or avoid work, but most employees want to do a good job. So if you lay out those expectations, have specific consequences, and are the kind of leader who will follow through, that will help with their follow through. Now, the fourth step, celebrate success. You don't want to be a boss who just focuses on where things have gone wrong. You also want to be a boss who celebrates when things go right. So I'm not saying a big party. I'm not saying, so with my boys, I might have high-fived them and said, great job, or thank you for listening, or thank you for popping over so quickly, or thanks for grabbing your shoes and getting them on so quick. So there was always some sort of gratitude, communication with them. So they weren't just doing that, creating that jaw-dropping follow through. Did I say that right? Jaw-dropping follow through just out of fear. But it was also, they were looking for the accolades, the appreciation, that little mini celebration that they were going to get at the end. So the four simple steps to igniting better follow through are: 1, set very clear expectations, have a meeting of the minds and make sure that you and your team know what the expectations are. 2, spell out the consequences. 3, be a leader who will follow through with those consequences if they don't follow through. And 4, celebrate when things go well. Thank them for a job well done. I will have some information in the show notes on this topic. So thank you so much for joining me today. It really means the world to me. I am on a mission to defeat drama, and I hope that you will join me on this mission. So let's defeat it in your business, your life, and then take it out further into the world. Wouldn't it be great if there was less drama? And then I'm going to also ask for the 3 S's: subscribe, submit, and suggest. If you found value in today's podcast, can you please head to my website and subscribe? Then you'll know when the next podcast comes out. And I'll be looking forward to sharing those tips, tricks, and strategies with you for defeating the drama. Just go to my website, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast site tab, and you'll be able to subscribe right there. 2, submit. If you found value today and you think there's great things happening on this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you could also click that submit a review button and give me an iTunes review. What that does is help more people find this podcast. It's kind of part of what they do to help make podcasts more popular. The other submit is, going forward, I'm going to have a segment on each episode of Defeat Your Drama. There's also on that page at the top, click the button and it says send your question. You'll be able to share your personal drama, challenge, or situation, and I'm going to be providing customized solutions to listeners on the podcast. So you can either make a recording or send me a message, and I'll be sharing those on the podcast. So that's the second submit. Then third is suggest. If you know other people, colleagues, people you work with, people in your networking groups or on your social media who could benefit from the information in these podcasts, I would love if you would suggest this podcast to them. Email, call, share on social media. Greatly appreciated. And please connect with me everywhere. I, again, appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedule to be with me today. Until next time, don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy. Let's defeat the drama now. Make it a great day.